always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel commemorating a year since the October 7th terror attacks with vigils across the country. ABC's Inez Dilquatera is in Tel Aviv.
Somber ceremonies in Israel marking 1 year since Hamas launched a surprise cross-border attack, killing more than 1,200 people. Family and friends of victims gathered at the site of the Nova Music Festival, where more than 300 people were killed, holding a moment of silence at 6:59 this morning, the exact moment Hamas launched the attack.
The Israeli bombing since that day has killed more than 40,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. The Nobel Prize in Medicine has been handed out. It went to a couple of Americans for their work in mRNA gene therapy. Hurricane Milton on its way to Florida's Gulf Coast. It could strike near the population centers of Tampa and Orlando on Wednesday as a Category 3 storm. Many areas still cleaning up from Hurricane Helene a week and a half ago. And it's the first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court is back in session. This is ABC News. Pope Francis adding to the College of Cardinals.
Mindful that Francis turns 88 in December and he's had health issues in recent years, his move of naming 21 new cardinals significantly increases the size of the body that will determine who will follow him. It's the biggest infusion of voting age cardinals into the college in his 11-year time as head of the Catholic Church. Among the new appointees, none from the U.S. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Vanderbilt University now facing a hefty fine after its huge win over Alabama over the weekend.
That is going to do it. Storm the field, Doris. Storm the field.
Well, they did. Plenty of people, as Andrew Allegretta was making the call on Learfield Sports, flooding the field, got the school a $100,000 fine from the SEC. The fans didn't care. They ripped down the goalposts and dumped them into the Nashville River. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with two touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
Thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We just didn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's two guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, National Security Leaders for America member Randy Manner joins us at 10:33 to talk about Project 2025. Pam Yonke in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Victory Monday, everybody.
Especially to our friends in Nashville.
Was that your daughter carrying the goalpost down the street there throughout the river?
I could tell exactly where they were. They've been there a gazillion times. You know what? I thought that was kind of cool that those kids did that.
I can't remember the last time I saw a goalpost come down.
Right. I mean, didn't it flash back to the Packers?
Yeah.
Like way back?
Yeah, Ice Bowl.
Right.
But, I mean, they proudly marched, around, and then we just heard of the news report, $100,000 fine. Come on, you're never going to beat Alabama. Trust me on this. Trust me on this. Alabama will beat you so bad the next time they play you. It's unbelievable. So, enjoy it. Have fun
with that. So.
Come on.
There was no rioting, right?
No.
No, it's just
they weren't like down in burning cars or anything.
Right. Threw it in the river, Cumberland River. Right?
Good for them.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool.
And the funny part is 75% of the fans, they said, were Alabama fans at that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Vanderbilt doesn't sell.
Oh, no, they don't.
You know, they don't. Yeah. Well, you know better than anybody. I mean, you've been there.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Boy, we should have bet on that one.
I wish. I'll tell you the one I'll tell you the one that got another one, though. I would have loaded up on the Badgers. Purdue fires their offensive coordinator 2 days before the game.
Oh, man.
And I was watching that one at the right place, and it's like, but you can't bet on them around here. In state, you can't bet on the Badgers. So we got to get some out-state action going here.
But yeah, they needed that. I don't follow football nearly as close as you do, but quite some upsets in the college ranks, right? Like four?
You know what though? I think that's the future of college football now with these transfer things.
Yeah, that.
You know, normally you'd say, "Wow, they've got this great sophomore class." Like, you know, this is where the Badgers could maybe make some hay because, you know, if they can get Wisconsin kids that are the best of Wisconsin kids,
right,
the very best, keep them in state, okay? Once you're at Wisconsin, chances are if you're a Wisconsin kid, you're not going to transfer out. You know what I mean? It's like, I think I'm going to go to yada yada. Why? You're here, you're home, you're playing for the Badgers. But you got to keep all those really good local kids.
And it's a good school. Do they look at that?
Oh, absolutely.
The students.
Yeah.
Because Madison's a good school. And it, yeah, I would think, I would hope that keep the Wisconsin guys and then recruit a few people from out of state.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, we did the Nina game the other night, and the Badgers are getting a good player. That Grant Dean, that running back, he's something special.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be a starting safety for them, I guarantee you, in 2 years.
And that was a good game.
Really good game.
Yeah.
Really good game.
That. Good.
Field goal at the buzzer bait. Well, 10 seconds left.
Nice.
And the kid had missed two extra points. And he'd only made one field goal for the year. And he hit that field goal.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really something.
Yeah,
and you know, I'll tell you something funny.
Especially for him.
So after the game, I get on the field to congratulate the coach because 19 years they've lost to them in close games, okay? And remember a few years ago, Teddy and I think we did three of their games because we did two regular season games for Nina, I'm talking about, and then their playoff game. And they had lost to Kimberly in like the last second in both the games, like the last three or four games we'd done with them. And we go walking up to him, and he just goes, oh, like, you guys have to be. So I went up to him after the game, Coach Young, and I said, hey, don't you ever sigh again when you see Teddy and I walking up. And we laughed. So anyway, I'm walking away, and this couple, hey, John Mino, hey, it's good to see you here. Your daughter and our daughter were co-captains of the Troyettes at Southwest. Mm-hmm. Said, oh, okay. I said, you have somebody here? She said, yeah, that's our grandson that kicked the field goal. I said, oh, wow. That's pretty special.
Wow. That's great.
But I got to tell you, these kids are so big. When you go on the field after a game now, it's amazing how big high school kids are. And I'm not even talking about just the ones playing. I mean, just in general.
Yeah.
From my era in high school till now, it's if we had a guy 6'3", that was huge in those days. Huge.
That's true.
You know? And now it's like, But anyway, but my favorite thing for the weekend, despite the Packer win and the Badger win.
Mm-hmm.
Todd.
What you got?
Greatest soup I've ever had in my life.
Oh, Lord.
Chicken enchilada soup.
Oh, from where?
The right place.
They have a good chef over there.
That's the only time in my life I've ever said, I want some to go.
Yeah.
And I bought like a quart. And I ate that all day Sunday during the game.
Yeah.
Does anybody know how to make chicken enchilada soup like that? I will pay you to do it.
Well, call me.
Wow, is that good? But
yeah. Hey, highlight for me this weekend. Yeah. That Green Bay High School's.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to that?
Oh, that was awesome.
The band show?
Yeah.
Where was it? East High School?
No, it was at Southwest.
Oh, okay.
It was at Southwest in the, Bernie Dolan? I think he donated quite a bit to that.
Well, anyway. I worked on that that fundraiser. We did a huge fundraiser back in the day. We did a big sports auction.
Yeah.
And actually, you know who...
That's a good stadium.
That's a really nice stadium. Yeah. No, so I worked in that. I don't know how many years ago. It's got to be 20 years ago.
But what they did, they had, you know, the high school bands, right?
Yeah.
Preble and East West and... of course, Southwest. But then they had the Tritons come, and Donna's like, I wonder why'd they bring the Tritons in? And they're like, so the kids go to go to UW Oshkosh. They look, I mean, and they were really good. I mean, college bands are better than high school bands mostly. And they were, anyway, that was great. But then I was telling Todd, it's a little longer than I thought, so I didn't get to the Bergstrom
thing. Oh, don't even give me that. Everything to you go. How do you know it went like? Because you leave early no matter what.
No, I didn't leave early on this one. I kind of wanted to see that.
Well, that's why it seemed so long for you, because you actually stayed to the end of something. First time you've ever done that.
Yeah,
wow.
It could be true. Yeah. I didn't stay till the end. They stayed till they
played. Talented kids out there, though, huh?
Oh, my God. It was great. It was great. They had a lot
I would
fun.
Love to know how. I would love. You know what I would love? I would love to see. Do they give them, like, playbooks or something with diagrams? Like, how they... How do they do that? How do they do those formations? Todd, you were in this, right?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
With the yard line.
You would literally, I mean, it was out on paper and everything.
That's what I mean. Okay, they do give you
There was little codes for everything. Pinwheel turn here and a blah, blah, blah there and a right step there.
But you end up memorizing that.
You had to, yeah. But you would get a kind of like sheet music.
Right.
And then you'd have to be required to do the sheet music without the sheet music. And
That's fascinating. I'm serious. To get all those kids all in sync.
And, you know, they... two conductors on the ladders, which I think is in and of itself kind of difficult, right?
I would think so. Keeping your balance up there. And
well, not that, but just to keep together. I mean, can you imagine if
absolutely.
One put his arm or her down, arm down earlier than the other one? People would be like, and then, you know, there's a little, it wasn't competitive. It was just they all kind of showing off. But one of the bands brought in xylophones, which is pretty cool, just hitting those. So that was added a really cool kind of.
I would literally, I think, would tell you something they should televise. When the schools down south, the historically HBCU, historically black college universities, when they have their jamboree for this, because there's that movie, Drumline, was based on it, and they had the actual bands from those schools perform in this movie. Oh, my Lord, like Southern University and Jackson State, Florida A&M. They are incredible. Yeah,
this wasn't that. This was really good. This was really good. And they did move around and did a couple formations, but man.
Donald Driver's wife was like the lead person for, I think it was it Alcorn A&M, I think he went. But whatever one. And he says, that's when I first noticed her. Bettina. How's his son doing? Wasn't he going to be a college football player?
Yeah, I think. Didn't he sign?
Is he?
I'm not sure.
Did he sign with somebody? Does anybody know?
I thought they offered him a free ride at Madison, right?
Okay. But he's, where does he live? Where does Donald live these days?
I think he's in Houston.
Okay, that's what I thought too.
But that kid, I remember that kid when he was little, because that's when we kind of hung around.
Looks like maybe Penn State.
Oh, wow.
Went to Penn.
Christian,
yeah.
Yep.
Penn State.
Yep.
Well, you know, okay. The head coach of Penn State was an assistant coach with the Packers when Donald was playing here.
Oh, well,
that's, so that's probably the connection. Right. And they're having a phenomenal season. Got a text here. Stafford and Rodgers showed their age yesterday. That's about the worst I've seen Matthew Stafford. I mean, we've played against Matthew Stafford how many times with the Lions? I thought that was the worst I've seen him. Still got a strong arm, but couldn't elude the rush anymore. Just kind of, and then Rodgers, that last interception he threw.
I didn't see that.
Oh.
Did they win? Did they lose?
They got beat. Jets got beat. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you this. Oh, got a thing here. Jim, thanks for coming out to the showcase. It was awesome.
Yeah.
From Brian. That's cool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That's very cool. Badger Band, the concession stand, Saturday was awesome.
The music, the bands. I just shout out to the concession stand. Water, $1.
Nice.
Right?
Very nice.
Popcorn, $1.
Very nice.
You know what? They could have.
How much was a soda?
I don't drink soda.
Because the soda's, they're $3. I mean, that's $3 for it.
I was expecting, I said to the guy, that's it? He goes, yeah, it's fine. They have a tip jar there. But I just, you know, they could have easily charged $2 or $3 for a water.
I think that's
everybody
great.
Would have paid for it. So anyway, I want to say that.
Okay, I got to ask you something.
Yeah, good.
Politically.
Oh.
No, kind of politically. Did you see the head coach for the Jets yesterday?
No, I didn't watch.
Okay. He's from Dearborn, Michigan.
No. Huh?
Went to school at Northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He's Lebanese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a Lebanese flag on his jacket yesterday.
Wow. I'm surprised he let him do that.
What kind of a statement do you think that is? I mean,
well, I mean, that Michigan has that 10%, right?
Right. Well, Dearborn is like, my gosh.
Yeah, but Michigan, didn't they have?
They have the highest percentage of Dearborn does.
Wow. I'm surprised.
I'm just kind of surprised the league would allow to make any kind of a.
And that's just going to get worse. I don't know if you're following
God. I don't see the slightest bright light at all.
But 40-some thousand people died. And
got a text here. Alec Ingold scored the winning touchdown for the Dolphins yesterday.
Oh, cool.
I saw that. That was really great.
No, that's awesome.
That was fantastic. Great to see. Again, I think we've got four local guys in the NFL right now, which is tremendous.
Yeah.
Four, maybe five. Somebody help me out. How many exactly are out there? Obviously, Tanner Bordellini and Alec. Van Lannen.
Who's Van Lannen?
From Bayport. He was drafted by the Packers. I want to say he's with Houston now.
Okay.
If I'm not, Sharping from Green Bay Southwest, I believe, is still in the league. So that's four.
Wow, isn't that great?
I don't know if James White from Ashwaubenon, quarterback. I'm not sure if he still is or not. Somebody help me out. Can you help me out? Name me all of our local guys who are still in NFL rosters. Because I think it's an all-time high.
Oh, are you kidding? That's
it's phenomenal. All right, we've got a great show coming up today.
You just got to preview that kid. That's
we got young Beckett K, 9-year-old podcaster, coming with us to recap the Packer game. We got a lot of folks. We got A.J. Dillon on the phone. Kevin Burkle's going to be talking about a tremendous thing he's doing for the folks down in North Carolina.
That's today.
Brittany Merlot. We got a lot of stuff going on here. Stay with us. Back up this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyes iZervay is proven to slow GA progression.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
iZervay or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZervay today.
iZervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I got traveling on my mind. First you love me, then you fade away. I can't go on believing.
Hey, welcome back. Boy, I missed a big one right there. Braylon Allen from Fond du Lac plays for the Jets. So there you go.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we did Braylon Allen's high school games for Fond du Lac, and he's going to have a nice NFL career. But there's got to be half a dozen then.
That's cool.
From the area. So, very cool. Very nice. What's going on today? Bathtub day.
Now that.
You know what's weird when you think about this? Did you?
Wow.
What?
That's like a weird thing to even think about, right?
Why did Todd all of a sudden burst out?
Because this could go in so many different
I know. Directions. We're going to leave it alone.
No,
don't
just,
even tell me you take a bath.
No, good. Did you have a shower in your house growing up?
I did.
I didn't until I was a junior in high school when we remodeled. Did you?
Yeah, we had a couple.
You did? You had showers growing up. I will bet this. Yeah, I'm gonna make a
John,
prediction.
We had a lot of kids.
I'm gonna make a prediction. Of our listeners, did you have a shower in your house growing up, yes or no? Because I bet you it's gonna be no. We only had a bathtub. And you think about
why
this.
Why would
though.
You have a shower? It's cheaper, isn't it?
We just didn't have
back
one.
In the day they really didn't put them in. I mean
but it would be cheaper, right? Less
sure.
water.
Yeah.
Oh, quicker. I guess.
Quicker.
Yeah. But so what I'm saying is I can't imagine what I would do. If we didn't,
oh my God.
I played sports all the time, so you took a shower, except for the summer where it didn't much matter, but all my showers were after practices.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you wouldn't take a bath. But think about that. Oh, you know, if you got to go someplace, everybody would take a bath. And then you'd run out of hot water.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You would think it would be just the opposite.
I know.
But showers would became first.
They just weren't a thing back in my generation, showers in
John,
homes.
That far apart.
But you grew up with a silver spoon Mr. Trump.
No, I didn't. Right. I just thought it was more. I think the reason we had a shower was because it was quicker, more practical. Come on, you guys.
I know
going,
that.
Going,
but we just didn't have
10
them.
Kids.
They had them after work in the mines, and we had them after ball games and practices and stuff like that. But well, nobody had them in their houses.
Showers in the mines.
I mean, oh yeah. Pretty, oh my God.
Oh, that's good.
You all had right. to.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Huh. That is.
You'd get 100 guys jammed into a thing about this as big as this room and just covered in dirt and dust and ore dust. And it was quite the experience. You're 18 years old and you walk into something like that. Oof. Yeah. Simon Cowell is 65 today. Vladimir Putin is 72. I'd like to see you interview him.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, I'd like to see him on Lean Local.
Oh, that would be fun.
I think that's...
I would love that.
Yes.
We had a great interview with Aaron Popke. I told you the first Sunday of every month is dedicated to the NFL draft. And I'm going to follow up on this thing that you
The Supper
told
Club
me.
Thing?
Yeah.
$800 tickets?
Yeah. I don't know who they're going after. But you saw that the city is allowing, we don't allow beverage
in
alcohol,
parks, no.
in parks. And now they can not only have it in there, but you can get a permit to sell. So
is that just a temporary thing or is that going to be forever?
No, it'll be temporary.
Okay.
The whole conditional use. But we could turn St. James or Astor or somebody into the UP Park and just take over.
Oh, I like that.
With the food, the music, and people say, like, did you go to the UP Park? That's unbelievable. Problem is if they don't go, so how are we going to get them there?
You know what I'm still a little concerned about?
You know what I'm bathrooms built in and.
You know what I'm still concerned about?
Huh.
The weather.
Yeah, you say that.
It could be really bad.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have an April snowstorm, they're the heaviest. And we talked to Brittany about that. I think it's got something to do with the moisture in the air, why later snowstorms are so much worse than earlier snowstorms.
Yeah.
I think it's because the moisture, the flakes get bigger or something like that.
Did you see the name of the new hurricane?
No.
Yeah, I did.
No.
I'm sure you did. Yes.
Yeah. Jim?
No, they're on the M's.
The mayor?
No.
Mino?
No, close.
There's
close,
one more M close, in
one
that
more.
Room.
There's one more M in here.
Milton? Yeah. You've got to be kidding me.
No.
It is. No.
It is. It's going to hit Wednesday.
Hurricane Milton?
Yep.
You know, oh, my goodness.
I'm just thinking maybe we don't have much to worry about. With
he's going to turn around. He's going to turn around. If it's anything like my dog, he'll turn around.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I did not know that.
And that's
Hurricane Milton.
Picking up a little...
Little steam.
Little steam.
We'll send Mino down there, but, and Milton will go the other way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow. But,
yeah, it's supposed to be here when... Or there.
Where's this one heading? I don't know.
Florida.
Same place.
More... a little lower, right?
Yeah, more west to east, right? Instead of going up...
St. Petersburg, and it's going to go right across.
Okay. The panhandle-ish?
No, that high. Not that far.
But north. So does it look like it's hitting? It's not going to go up to North Carolina again?
No, it doesn't look. It's going to go kind of across the little thumb there and then back out to the Atlantic.
Right.
So you know what I
cross,
still don't
like,
understand? I got to ask Brittany about this. I mean, they were talking about, I mean, watching some of that video is just horrific in North Carolina, but they're talking about like 30 feet deep, the water coming through. Where does that come from? I mean, that didn't come up all the way from the Gulf of Mexico, did it? I mean, how did Western North Carolina, the mountains of Western North Carolina, and I've been to them. It's hard getting to the, I mean, it's switchbacks and going up to Asheville and those beautiful places around there. How did they end up with 30 feet of water?
I don't know, but I will say what the other thing I don't know is the power of that water.
Oh,
man, did you see the stuff it was hauling?
Beyond belief.
Wow.
Beyond belief.
That car, what are the train cars, and how much do those things weigh?
They said they were metal telephone poles that they're finding that looked like giant horseshoes because they would hit like an obstacle thing and they bent.
Yeah.
The force was so bad, those giant telephone poles were bent like horseshoes.
You know, and that's really sad with all the notification and all the communication. Yeah. It's, 230 people?
But I don't think anybody expected those areas to be that bad, do you?
No, that's true.
I mean, you think we're okay. I have a beachfront home. Okay.
Or I'm up here.
Yeah.
I'll be all right.
Or I'm like up in the mountains of North Carolina. Yeah. We got Brittany coming out a little bit. I want to ask her about that.
But anyway, back to your draft thing. I just thought if we could get a few youpers and take over a park and have that be the
All a few youpers have taken over parks before, trust me.
But, or maybe partner with, have an international, not an international park, like German, Polish, but maybe more I don't know. I think that would be cool. I think people would go to that, and they'd be word of mouth. They'd say, have you been to that UP Park? It's over. I think that'd be cool.
I think that could
work. Anyway, we got to figure it out.
By the way, how's my poll going here, Todd?
Well, it looks like, did you have a shower growing up? 30% say yes, 70% saying no right now.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't remember that being a thing. I think maybe, and I didn't grow up with any privilege, but there was, I think everybody had a shower.
I mean, other than a Shetland pony and a motorbike.
And two showers.
And a pool table. Well, and two fireplaces.
That was the kids. There's a kid's shower in my parents'
house. Other than that, hardly anything. Once again, folks, we got Brittany coming up.
This
will
be good. I want to talk to her about that.
7 o'clock, Beckett K, our 9-year-old podcaster. We got Elizabeth Jolly Haslett, Heritage Hill, October events coming up. Cool stuff. A.J. Dillon will be joining us. And Kevin Burke will talk about a big relief project he's doing for North Carolina. Back after this. It was all I hoped.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack paid a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday, bringing financial news for dairy. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What was his announcement? Details coming up.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made a visit to World Dairy Expo on Friday to announce some $11 million in federal funding that's going towards innovation centers across the United States that help both producers and processors find a bigger part of the marketplace. $3.5 million of that is going towards the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance.
That's why we continue to invest in the Dairy Innovation Centers, because they are helping to create new strategies to modernize facilities, small and mid-sized, create new market opportunities, new products that can be produced, and that's the kind of innovation and entrepreneurship that creates options.
USA Secretary Tom Vilsack at World Dairy Expo on Friday. To date, they have invested more than $64 million into more than 600 projects that are increasing dairy supply chain resiliency, creating new markets, and expanding economic growth in rural economies. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning. Not so excited about the economy. That's next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Tough day on Friday in Chicago for dairy. Barrel cheese dropped 16.5 cents to 195.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 at 194.75. Doubly butter gained 0.75 cents to 268.75 per pound. As we get started on a Monday morning, the Class 3 November milk that goes into cheese down 16 cents. Right now, 21.23 a hundredweight. December's down 18 at 20.68 a hundredweight. So far, December corn's unchanged at 4.24. Right now, November soybeans are down 8 at 10.30. The December wheat, that's currently up 2 cents at 5.92 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand on an early Monday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great... Not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. We are joined by Brittany Merlot. I'm trying to see what kind of a shirt you're wearing there, Brittany.
I got Smokey the Bear on right now.
Nice.
Oh, that's, we need that, right?
Like, oh, that's what that is. Oh, that's the bear's head with the hat.
Right.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what that was.
Smokey the Bear.
I'm a nerd. You know,
I thought that was a Viking or something at first. Looks like a Norseman.
Do you know his middle name?
Who's?
Smokey the Bear.
The?
Yeah. Brittany, right? Fire? Isn't
there's
it very
so much
dry?
Going on.
No, isn't it like super dry?
So dry. I mean, our state is just slipping into drought conditions. Then we had the high heat, the crazy winds over the weekend did not help things. And I actually found myself in the middle of a wildfire yesterday on accident. It was terrifying. I've
what?
Never been in a situation like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Where? So what?
Do tell.
I was just traveling back up north, going back home. And when I do those things and I travel across the state, I like to stop at different parks, state, county, wherever.
And what's home again?
Home is Wausau.
Okay.
So I was traveling up, goodness, I don't even know. I don't even know where I was.
Yeah.
But I was towards Stevens Point area, kind of in Adams County. I was at Rochecree. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct. But there's a state park over there off towards this town. And all of a sudden, okay, here's what I'm doing. I pull in, I park. Not even a minute later, I'm not even out of the car yet. I see like police and fire just rushing up the hill. I'm like, okay, wait, what's going on here? I get out of the car. I go look at these beautiful pictured rocks. They've got like these, you know, Native American markings in there. And it's like 75 years old, this park itself. I mean, obviously those are extremely old. And more and more and more sirens, sirens, sirens. So then the news part of me is like, okay, what's going on? Should I be here? Am I safe? What's happening? No one's telling me. So I get in the car and I go up the hill. I can't go all the way up the hill because there's nothing but fire trucks, people throwing on gear, running into the woods. Then I start to smell the fire. I'm like, wait a minute, something's burning. It's not just your typical campfire. So I can't go back down, you know, the normal way, the one way. I have to go back down the opposite way as fire trucks are rolling up the hill at me. It was a scary situation. I'm like pulling over to the side to get out of the way. I don't know if I'm in any danger at this point. Where is it? What's going on? And I finally get out of the park, shaking, a little bit out of breath, and I turn around, and that thing is lit. I mean, you could see the smoke cloud all across the street, billowing from the treetops, everyone out, the locals are out, oh my gosh, what's happening? And yeah, so they say, I don't know, this is not confirmed from the DNR, obviously, they were too busy trying to put the fire out, but they say that someone called in, someone was standing up on this deck, this observation deck, and tossed a cigarette.
That has to be as scary of a situation as there is
Brittany,
if you're surrounded by fire.
Caution you, next time you see a whole lot of fire trucks,
go the other way.
There's probably a chance there's a fire.
Turn around.
I know.
You're like, I see these trucks. What's going on? I see more and more trucks coming. What's going on?
Well, so I decided to go further up the hill.
Well, sometimes somebody could have gotten hurt, right? Who knows? They send a little bit of everything for those situations. But what is more and more? I got it.
I get it now.
That is a scary situation.
So, but it is that dry, huh? You think a cigarette could have done it? Wow.
I do. Actually, those winds were so vicious yesterday.
It was really windy this weekend.
Well, you know what I've noticed when I do walk on the Fox Trail? It's like I've never noticed the river being so... The river's down a bunch, isn't it? The Fox River? Because it seemed like there were muddy shoreline areas that I'd never seen before.
Yep. Yeah, all these rivers are turning into creeks, it almost feels like. They're just so low, so dry. Everything's dry. And it's weird because we were having storms after storms all summer long.
Right.
Then we have like a 3-week dry stretch. Bam.
Wow.
Plus, you know, we're putting the foliage that's dying on top of this. That doesn't help things.
Yeah, but that wind Saturday would have been, makes a disaster. Wow.
So, Brittany, let's talk a little bit about those 5-6 states down in the southeast that I'm really surprised that North Carolina is having that many deaths with all the advance notice.
Yeah. Well, the terrain is crazy. It is advanced notice, but I think people that far inland have never experienced something this big and tragic and long-lived and hardcore that they thought that they'd be fine.
That's what I was talking about, Brittany. I've been to that area in North Carolina, up around Asheville. I've been to Asheville and the town where Appalachian State College is and all those places. And it's beautiful. It's unbelievably beautiful country. But it's all mountainous going up, up, up. You would think, out of anything, okay, a hurricane hits landfall down in Florida, you're 500 miles away or whatever, you're going to be fine. How is this thing was just crazy, huh?
It was. I mean, I saw the potential it had, but I even didn't think that North Carolina was in that much danger. But you think about all that crazy rain, the landslides, the mudslides, the lower levels. I mean, I think 227 now is the number that they're coming back with, and most of them from North Carolina. I know someone who was down there, and the people living there are pretty upset because at the time, you know, he's back in Wisconsin now, but FEMA wasn't there. And after Katrina, FEMA was there within a day or two. And now I guess the North Carolina residents are being told to fill out a FEMA form online if they need help, but they don't have internet.
Yeah,
so
no
it's
power.
All private companies, other states sending help. That's what they're actually relying on. So
now,
what we're doing here in different places is actually really huge and helping a lot.
How does this other one, how does Milton look coming in?
So I can't even believe that's happening. So it's still hurricane season,
neither,
right?
Neither can they.
there was two disturbances out there last week that they were going to interact and we were hoping it was going to die. No, it combined and this thing is just rapidly growing. It is a Category 3 right now this morning. 120 mile per hour sustained winds. It's moving southeast at about 8 miles per hour. They're predicting 8 to 12 foot surge into Tampa Bay and all along the Gulf Shores there. I mean, that's going to be some record devastation. Good news is it's a different path than the one just hit because they can't handle that right now. But this one's more populated. And, you know, it's a smaller storm in a sense. It's a strong one. But the path, like how wide it is going to be much smaller, if that makes any sense. The wind field is going to be a little bit less and the rain stuff. I think they're looking at 6 to 10 inches of rain into Tampa Bay area and such. So way less than 30,
I don't mean to laugh,
right?
But you get 2 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain.
Right.
10 inches of rain is mind boggling. Okay, I want to switch gears for one quick second, because I saw this last night and I thought, I gotta bring this up to Jim. Remember we talked about, so we got a texter. Good morning from Tigerton. Leaves are changing right now in Shawano County from Rob.
Yes.
Now Jim was gonna go up to Marquette.
Yeah. No can do.
But you don't have to.
Oh.
Because you know what I just read? They're doing it at Rib Mountain too, Brittany. Where they have the leaf viewing thing. You can go up the chairlift in Rib Mountain and they say it's really great.
You sure can. So you can come right here and visit me.
Oh, that's a lot closer. Is that going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Tickets are on sale. You can definitely come. We are hitting about 50% to 75% peak right now. I would say within the next week. Get your butts out.
So there you go. What's that? 2 hours? Hour and a half?
Oh, yeah. That's you could be on the slopes.
You could ride your bike.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, get Jim on the bike.
Yeah. Got a text here. I love Brittany's shirt from Mary.
Thank you.
That is cool.
What about this 81 degrees, though, on Friday? What's going on with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Brittany. We're
is
loving
it really?
That.
Wow. Yes. We have had the greatest Friday nights for high school football in the history of high school football.
Yeah.
It's just been unbelievable.
True. That's true. We are in a trend. Oh, my gosh. So we've got a beautiful warm front that's pushing in. So we'll be in those mid-60s for all week long, sunshine, dry conditions. Thursday night into Friday, that warm front sweeps in. We spike to near 80 degrees, but, you know, the cold front is right behind it. So that's going to move in Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, which could spark some showers Saturday night. So our Saturday highs drop back down to the upper 60s. So it's only a Friday of warmth. But we still hold on to some mild above average highs for Saturday, and then we slide back down to near 60 for Sunday.
Well, this is the first time, and I give the temperatures, first time we've had something in the 30s today.
Yes, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Frost advisory still in effect. You haven't hit 30s yet. You're pretty, pretty close, but those winds are kind of moving in the Fox Valley. So up north where the winds aren't moving, I think it's like 25 degrees up there in some places.
Wow. Wow. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Bye, mosquitoes.
Have you done that chairlift at Rib?
Or Granite I have not, actually. Not yet.
How about Thursday? I can do it Thursday.
I can too.
All right.
That would be cool. If you guys do that, will you, Brittany, will you please send me some pictures and some audio with Jim and all that kind of stuff? You guys should do it together.
I think so, too.
We could do that.
Well, I'm probably going to the UP this weekend, so I'll definitely send you guys some pictures.
We're done here at 9, so I don't know, 11. Anyway, we'll talk about that. That would be fun to see that because I was looking at, you know, how on your phone it pops up, you know, 7 years ago today, 5 years ago today, all those pictures of Maine. And those were pretty leaves, you know, when we were out there. It was October 8th we were out there. You know, the covered bridges, and it was just very cool. But I don't know, it's just, I look at those pictures, I'm like, wow. But the leaves are just as nice here, but I haven't seen them yet this year. So I'll go with, I think, Brittany, pencil that in for Thursday, okay?
Deal. Yep. Wow. I can't wait.
Brittany, clear your schedule.
I'm coming over. She said she was free.
I'm going to be there. Clear your schedule.
She said she was free.
That's it. So, that's it. Hey, Brittany, one other last quick question for you, though, is regarding our local weather. How unusual is this? And I know, you know, sometimes meteorologists like yourself, they say, well, you know, we've really only been keeping records for a little over 100 years or 150. So you never know. You know, 400 years ago, it might have been, you know, whatever. But in modern history, this fall has to rank as one of the warmest around here ever. Am I right or wrong?
I would put it pretty close, honestly. It was either this one or I want to say like 2 years ago in the Fox Valley, we had some 70, 80 degree days in November. I remember hitting some crazy records. What year was that? 2022, I think. Yeah, so it must have been 2 years ago. So I don't know, but the trend surely is
no doubt
warmer.
Did you see those highs?
More and more records.
Down in, you know, again, where your brother's in Arizona. And
well over 100
still.
It's
crazy. It's just, oh man, is it hot. Nashville's still hot. And
Well, they were talking at the Phoenix game yesterday for the Cardinals. And one of the pregame shows, one of the guys said, I had put my money on the Cardinals over the 49ers. It'll be about 115 degrees on that field.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Wow. No. Yeah.
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 Ugh.
Yeah. So,
too much.
Anyway. All right, Brittany Merlot, it's always fun having you on.
Thank you, guys. And always a pleasure.
Now, come up with an excuse. You don't have to hang out with Jim all day Thursday.
No way. That sounds awesome.
All right. Nice. Thank you, Brittany.
Bye.
Keep it going. Brittany Merlot, the weather week. I'll tell you what.
Cheryl, that was pretty high. You go through the word Black Diamond. That was pretty far up.
Yeah,
there, so
I think cool. That would be great.
That would be fun.
As soon as I saw that last night, I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to Brittany and you about that, and I can see you guys hooking that up.
And it takes the stress off me for driving because it's all four lanes. You know what I mean?
You wouldn't enjoy the – I don't think you'd enjoy the drive to Marquette.
No.
When you get on those two lanes and you can't pass.
Yeah.
Ah, it's frustrating. The two worst stretches I drive on a regular basis, Menominee to Escanaba or Iron Mountain – to Republic. If you ever, for anybody that's driven through the UP, the stretch between Iron Mountain and Republic seems like it's 6 hours long.
Yeah,
the speed limit is 55. It's two lane roads, and it's loaded with Michigan State Police.
Oh,
it's one of those things. Yeah,
but that will be fun. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
I think you should. As soon as I saw it, this is perfect.
Guess
for you.
Who I'm seeing tomorrow at 1 o'clock?
Who?
Cameron Moreland, who's the weather guy from 26. He is coming to the community shelter tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
To present the check for
3-degree guarantee?
Right. And I think he was right 30 out of 31 days. Or 29 out of 30 days. He only missed it by one day. So with your weather thing, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I'd like to be the recipient of that, too.
Nice.
Anyway, he's coming over at 1.
I have to double check, but he was scheduled to be on with us tomorrow morning. So
okay.
He'll be in for the NBC 26 Neighborhood Focus.
Awesome.
Great. All right, cool.
Saw Nina the other night at the game. She sure enjoyed her time here. She said any time.
All right.
When I have her back.
That's good.
That was fun.
Yeah.
This time of year, though, I these Friday nights are just spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about being out on a Friday night to an event this time of year versus, no disrespect to going to a ball game in July, a baseball game or something, but there's something about being out this kind of weather on a Friday night.
It's we're talking about this weather. It's crisp. I don't know what the word is, but I don't know.
It's perfect. I love it.
It's perfect. I mean, that's the word for it, but what makes it perfect? It's just drier, cooler, whatever it is. It's, yeah, it was a great weekend to be out.
There was something going on over at by Lake Park again.
Oh, yeah.
So I walked down there. Yeah. Nice car show. Checked out some of those cars.
It was a whole Broadway thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good,
too. That was very cool. Kids were trick-or-treating and everything, and that was neat. That was neat to see.
Yeah.
But again, this time of year, enjoy the heck out of it.
Yeah,
you know, just savor it.
Botanical Gardens got the stuff going on, and all over Northeast Wisconsin. Just go to the website with your community.
The only bad thing, though, this is a perfect time of year for bonfires.
No, I'm sure there's
no. You're not going to do that right now. That's smoking. Only negative. Yeah. All right. We got to set our quick break. When we come back, you got to stick around and find out this young man we're have coming up in a little bit. 9-year-old podcaster. We got a big show for you. AJ Dillon's going to be on back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a Victory Monday. Coming your way from Green Bay and Oshkosh. We've got our special guest in the green room, Beckett Cade, 9-year-old podcaster, all decked out in his Packer regalia. We're going to recap that game.
What a nice young kid, right? You introduced him. I'm John. Hello, Mr. Mino, and then to Jim Schmidt. And yeah, this kid's going to be fun. It's going to, and he loves, that's his thing now, right?
Absolutely.
He interviewed Mark Murphy. I've watched
them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's gonna be great. Be the next John Mino. Oh, you know it.
I think he's got too much respect for people.
Who I'm not happy with?
He was very, very respect. Yeah.
I saw a promo for John Anderson's show. We got to get John on again. John Anderson, formerly of ESPN from Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I saw a promo for his podcast thing. And he goes, you know, growing up, I wanted to be the next Bill Jarts. It's like, hello.
Oh, you mean because of you? Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I bet Bill liked that.
I'm sure. But why do you want to be the next? And no disrespect to Bill Jarts, he's one of my greatest friends in the world. But why him instead of me?
Probably because Bill Jarts was both sports and news.
John was only sports.
Right. Right? Didn't he sound like Joe Schmidt or something?
Yeah. You remember Joe Schmidt?
No. Absolutely. I don't. I just remember hearing about that.
Okay. But you know what I mean? We could ask John, what was the deciding factor you wanted to be Jarts instead of me?
Probably transition into something.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that then.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Don't feel so sensitive. Right. Don't.
All right, not sensitive.
No, not you, John. He'll never come on the show again.
I swear.
Not only that, I will get his competitor and I will bury him. So, yeah.
I'm fine with
See, that's where this kid, that Becca doesn't seem like that kind of guy. That's just, he's good.
Yes. The shower, did you grow up with a shower in your house? No. 70. Yes, 30. I win again. I think I'm undefeated on our polls. I think I'm literally undefeated on our polls.
There's a few things
I don't know about that.
No, I think you're right. I don't think you're undefeated. But
so you didn't do any action this weekend, huh? Gambling?
No, I didn't. I came close Saturday. Like
I would have been wrong. I told you what my bet would have been, and I would have lost.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have. And then the over-under, I don't know. I'm going to bet next week because I kind of miss not betting.
It's just it's like $10 or whatever. Right. It's not like it. You know, we're not more, putting the,
right.
You know, Donna, we don't have the mortgage this
right.
month. I just
right.
gambled it away.
Right. So it's what? A couple drinks maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. $10 isn't a lot of money. I mean, it can be. But
it adds to the fun of watching the game.
It is.
It just adds to the fun of it.
And you really want them to score if you got the over.
Absolutely.
I'm definitely betting the over on, who do we play?
Who do we play this coming week?
I have some friends coming in for that.
Ooh, the texting is getting closer now. No, 60. Yes, aha. 40.
There you go.
All right. Some of the younger texters must be coming in. I'm not sure who we play this week.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll ask Beckett. He'll know.
Right. He will. We'll ask his 9-year-old kid.
He'll know.
On top of it.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, though. This Packer team, I like this Josh Jacobs. You know, hate to say it, but Aaron Jones was out again on Sunday for the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Injury. He's, you know, one of those guys that just, the guy that they, you keep pulling for and waiting on, those Christian Watson. It's like, is he just going to be one of those guys where, I mean, you hate to say it, but some guys just are jinxed where it's just injury after injury to the point where you're not sure you'll ever see the true him. You know, because sometimes these injuries linger and they stay with you. And, you know, you get those ankle sprains and then they're always a little bit more vulnerable.
Never hit the stride.
To be exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to worry about that with him. Are we ever going to see the guy we drafted?
That was cool that Tony Romo said he picked the Packers to get in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I've noticed about him? He's very careful because even Joe Buck asked him again yesterday. He said, or not Joe Buck. Jim Nantz. And he said about being a Packer fan growing up. And Romo was very quick to say, well, love Brett Favre, but a lot of other guys too. You know, he didn't want to, he didn't want to come on just so that was, so he, yeah.
Well, he
very
up,
skillfully.
But his parents were Bears fans, right? They said that?
Yeah.
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 Where did he grow up again?
Where's the coat factory?
Well,
Burlington.
Okay.
Yeah. Got this, Jim. I think the ski lift in Wausau is only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can't you go up Friday?
I have to. Okay. Thank you for sending that. I would not have liked that to driven up there and not gotten the lift. Okay. So, okay.
Boy, we're getting tight now. Did you have a shower growing up? No, 55. Yes, 45. Whoa.
There you go.
That was tightening up there. So we're going to be talking with A.J. Dillon at about 8 o'clock or so. And I'll tell you what, this is one of those guys. It's about the Dillon Family Foundation. It's not about football we're going to be talking. No matter what, I hope he sticks around. Whether his, nobody knows but his playing days right now with these injuries. But he really does seem like the guy who is sincere about helping make this a better place. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally. And this whole thing is geared towards really children, right?
Yeah.
Just carry for a cause. End child hunger in Wisconsin. And there's other things going on, but even with the other things going on, we still have a huge problem in Wisconsin with hungry kids. So this is great what he's doing. And he's going to talk to us about how we can participate as fans of AJ and someone who cares about children who are going hungry. So.
But I think what I like about him, and we've dealt with lots of players where they kind of lend their name to something and then maybe they'll kind of show up sometime and whatever. He seems all in.
And he's fun to listen to. He's a bright guy. He's had a lot of experiences. And
next time, if he ever comes in here to the studio, can we do one thing? Can we measure my quads versus his?
There you go.
Can we do that?
Say that? Yeah, absolutely.
Jim will have the measuring tape.
Okay.
We'll get Nikki to do that.
When we come back, we got a very special guest, Beckett K, 9-year-old podcaster, joining us to talk about that Packer game. Back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago film critic and historian Maria Gates, and Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum joins me in studio to discuss upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.